In the Great Plains of Montana, an ex-Silicon Valley entrepreneur is slowly stitching together the next Yellowstone. His organization is doing it by purchasing ranches, kicking out the cattle, and opening up the land to bison, wolves, and even grizzly bears. The project is heralded by environmentalists, local tribes, and many hunters, but a majority of ranchers and farmers here are vehemently against it. With support from the Pulitzer Center, our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports in the latest part of our ongoing series about the American Prairie Reserve.
A small group of ranchers are gathered at the first Crick Community Hall in northeastern Montana. It's a hot Sunday afternoon, but most everyone is wearing church clothes. We're talking snap-button Western shirts, combed hair, and blue Wrangler jeans. See, this community center also serves as a makeshift church for ranchers on Sundays. There's a wooden cross in the corner held up by a Christmas tree stand. Traveling preacher Hal DeBoer presses play on a black boombox and leads his tiny congregation in a country-style hymn. Even though he's from Florida, DeBoer has lived and preached here in Montana for 44 years. He fell in love with the ranching culture, and today he's wearing a big, shiny belt buckle and cowboy boots. DeBoer says he can't quite put into words just how much the prairie means to him.
I want to be here. I don't want to be anywhere else. It's like I'm a part of the land.
Many of the ranching families who have lived in this pocket of the Great Plains for more than a century feel the same way. The whole place is like one big neighborhood where everyone knows everyone. So when news starts spreading that a neighbor just sold their sprawling ranch to American Prairie Reserve, the parishioners are shaken up.
I'm sad by it.
That's rancher Peggy Bergsegel. She says sure, she understands why someone might sell their big ranch.
They lived hard, they had a tough time, and they want to live well. Greed.
But Bergsegel would never sell out, especially to the reserve.
They can drag me with wild horses across the prairie. I won't. I won't.
It's a sentiment shared by a lot of locals here. Driving around, I see banners everywhere saying, "Save the cowboy, stop the American Prairie Reserve." They're in yards, tacked to sheds, taped to windows. And I've heard many different arguments against the project, some bordering on the crazy. Like this is a cunning plot by the United Nations to clear everyone out of the Great Plains. But the most common argument boils down to this. God gave people this land so it can be worked, so we can produce food or fuel from it, not so it can sit wild and untamed. Pastor Hal DeBoer says that's a biblical idea. God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden.
And the very first words that he said to man was, "I want you to work this and take care of it." So to me, that is what the ranchers and farmers are doing. They're working the land, but they're taking care of it.
But ranching and farming this pocket of the Great Plains is really tough. The winters are brutal, the land is dry, so why wouldn't a rancher sell? American Prairie Reserve is paying millions of dollars for each spread. They could buy a nice retirement home by a lake somewhere. So the next morning, I visit with one rancher to find out why she won't sell. Connie French is moving cattle on the C Lazy J Ranch.
I might go pull that orange post.
French doesn't look like a stereotypical rancher. Instead, she reminds me of someone's artsy, garden-loving grandmother. Gray curly hair, a big broad sun hat, and the deeply tanned face of someone who spends every day outdoors. She loves the challenge of living and working out here.
It's that self-sufficiency, maybe, feeling like I can handle whatever gets thrown at me.
But American Prairie Reserve is an entirely different beast.
I see them coming in with big money and buying up ranches and walking over the top of the people that are here and not respecting the knowledge and the experience of the people that are already here.
Now, many of the ranchers here have arguably been good stewards of the land, and their efforts have even been recognized by national conservation groups. But for French, it's more than that. She'll never sell out to the reserve. Because if she does, she says, she'll lose something deeper than the land.
I don't want to live a soft life. I don't want my grandkids to live a soft life. I don't want them to have air conditioning at a push of a button, or heat at the push of a button, or things delivered to their door. I want them to have to work for some things. I don't want life to be too easy.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.